listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I'm with one of my favorite natural pharmacists, Rosemary Pierce. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, so wonderful to see you again, Tammy. This is a great show.
CHFA is, I literally am probably a quarter of the way through day two. It's just a gigantic show in Western Canada. You are a big force here as well for Prairie Naturals. We were talking earlier about eyesight. I was saying to you, I was trying to get something done and I don't have my glasses with me. What happens to men and women when they get to that 40 point that our eyesight gets affected?
It's accommodation. So within our eyes, we have muscle control that allows us to see from close up to far away. But as we age, those muscles and the response is less. So it's called accommodation. We're not able to switch between close-up reading or looking at fine print and then looking at distance. So that's kind of the first thing that happens. As a formulator for Prairie Naturals, I have been especially interested in eye health. And about 2 years ago, I reformulated our product called OcuForce. There's so many amazing ingredients out now for eye health. And I was able to combine 11 of them, all antioxidant rich. They get into the eye. Now, to get into the eye, you have to cross the blood-brain barrier, right? So not every nutrient crosses that barrier, whether it's a wonderful antioxidant or not. So we have to find ones that do. And when something crosses the blood-brain barrier, that means it also gets into the brain. So what's good for the eye is also good for the brain. And keeping our memory, keeping good brain health, if there's anything that those 40 and above want to do, is to keep their minds.
You know, I always remember my mom or my grandmother or even like my dad talking about, I hit 40 and I forget things and, where's my glasses? They're on my head and the eyesight. I always found it funny in my 20s and 30s. I no longer find it funny. And truly, I noticed that my husband will say, well, I told you yesterday and I have no recollection of the conversation. What kinds of things are you recommending that are in your product that help us get to that blood-brain barrier and get into where it's needed in our brains and our eyes?
Well, first of all, let's look at the eye. The eye is brain tissue, and it represents 40%. So, and a lot of people don't know that. Now, first of all, the brain is basically a fatty glob,
And so my husband's is definitely a fatty glob.
So we need lots of good fats. The cell membranes and the neurons, everything needs fats, especially those essential fatty acids that we find in fish oils. So DHA, especially. As a matter of fact, that's the largest fat that's in the eyeball and in the eye itself. And now fats, as we know, can go rancid. So we need antioxidants to protect them. So vitamin E, but not just any vitamin E. We need vitamin E, not similar to what you'd find in a regular vitamin E, which is an alpha vitamin E. You need a gamma vitamin E. So I've added into our OcuForce 150 IUs of gamma vitamin E with a mixture of the other vitamin E's, which are called tocopherols. So that is a very important part. Now, that's a fat-soluble antioxidant, right? But there's also water in our eye, right? So it's a combination and we know there's a lot of fluids, and those fluids are both the fats and the water. So we need water-soluble antioxidants. So I've put a black currant extract in there. That protects our photoreceptor cells, because our photoreceptor cells are taking the light that's filtered in, and then it's reacting and creating, in the daytime, creating our ability to see color. If those photoreceptor cells, just imagine if you were a welder and you were looking straight at your light, how damaging that would be. Well, when light comes into our eyes on a micro level, that's happening all the time. We need amazing amount of antioxidants, both to protect our photoreceptor cells. Blackcurrant extract will do that. And then we need antioxidants to protect the retina. Now, the retina contains the pigment that filters out a great percentage of this light and just lets the right amount in for us to see. That macula, and we've heard of macular degeneration, right? So with macular degeneration, we have a breakdown of the macula, or the most photoreceptor concentration in the back of our eye on the retina. We need pigments to do that, and those come from the carotenoids. Everybody knows of carrots, and we know in carrots there's beta carotene. Beta carotene does have some value, but that's not the main carotenoid that we need. It's lutein, zeaxanthin, these big names that most people can't pronounce, and astaxanthin. Now, astaxanthin is the most exciting antioxidant that gets into the brain that we have. Astaxanthin is actually the pigment in the salmon. It's what makes flamingos pink. And it comes actually from a little microalgae that, when it needs protection from the sun, forms this sort of carroty, orange, red pigment. Now, we can extract that pigment from these microalgae, and now it can become an antioxidant in our body. And the big thing about astaxanthin and what makes it so special is it protects both the fat and the water-soluble parts. So how's that for an antioxidant?
Thank God for people like you, because that's, I mean, all of that together, and it all makes sense, and it's, and the words are, you know, we've heard about lutein and we've heard different, but to put it all together to get it to actually, like you said, cross the barrier to actually have it work. And there's a lot of products out there that I believe that there's a lot of claims that they don't quite do what they do, but you're one of those faces and names that I think is very trustworthy in the industry. So thank you. So tell me, though, you know, your motivation, and you started taking the product. What happened to you and your eyesight?
Well, I had the good fortune of starting to take this product almost 2 years ago. And I had had my eye exam, or my every two-year eye exam. Now, you know, when you're in your 60s, they want to see you for sure every 2 years. And that's a good thing, because you want to make sure your macula is in good shape and not starting to deteriorate. So I did that. And I've always, since I've been in my teens, had glasses for faraway vision, so nearsightedness. And I wear contacts, you know, being in the public, I wear contacts. So at that time, I didn't need new contacts, but I had my full eye exam. Everything was fine. A year later, having taken two Ocuforce and one of our extra astaxanthin, I then had to go back, because I thought, something's up with my eyes. I'm not seeing as well with these contacts. My glasses seem too strong. He had to reduce my prescription.
That's amazing to me. I mean, to hear that the formulator of the product, even for you, it's like it worked so good within a year that you not only stopped further damage from happening, but you actually reversed it.
Yes, it caused reversal of my long-term condition. Now I see better than I did when I was 23, because when I was 23, I was able, through good nutrition, to keep my contact prescription the same up until 66, but now it is better than when I was 23 as far as my vision. And I can see perfectly whilst without glasses, close up, you know, the small print. I don't have to stretch my arms.
Well, you know, all joking aside, I'm going to go on this product, because for me, being on TV, being an MC, I was MC for Vancouver Fashion Week, and I literally was having anxiety, not about being on stage or in front of people, but that I had to read from a piece of paper that I knew I couldn't read from without my glasses, so I blew everything up. It was just, it was horrible. So I am now going to try this product for sure.
And I have a final remark. Anytime you notice changes in your sight, knowing that your eyes are part of your brain, you can imagine that that is also happening to the brain. So anything that you do to nourish your eyes is nourishing your brain. And can I give you one last piece? The worst thing to do for your brain is to eat commercial wheat. Can I tell you why? In North America...
Before you say that, I mean, I'm thinking about what you just said, that your eyes are part of your brain.
And eyesight is decreasing, then you can imagine that the same thing is happening in the rest of your brain.
And see, I always think about nourishing my brain, nourishing my body, and oh, so I'm getting older, therefore my eyes are doing what they're doing. But to know that if I'm feeling the effect from my eyes, it's even more than that, it's my brain. That's a No one's ever said that before. I've never heard it referred to that way. So talk about wheat.
Okay. So here is the thing, because of course you know that I work with the enzymes and digestive health a lot, and I'm very much into protecting the lining of the intestine. And the lining is affected by gluten. So we know that gluten, for almost anybody, if they eat large amounts of it, and especially from wheat, will irritate the lining. It will separate the cells, and it'll get absorbed. But here's the issue now with commercial wheat, which would be North American wheat that's not organic. Okay, so commercial. All commercial wheat, pretty well in all of North America, is sprayed with Roundup. It's not GMO, but it's sprayed with Roundup. And it's done about 7 to 10 days before the wheat actually is harvested. And what they have discovered is that the herbicide in Roundup, which is called glyphosate, so G-L-Y, phosate, P-H-O-S-A-T-E, it's important because you could look up Roundup and wheat and find this information. It's readily available. Glyphosate complexes with the gluten in the wheat. Now, if gluten can cross the lining of the stomach and get into the bloodstream, it's carrying the glyphosate with it. That lining should protect us, but gluten can break that barrier. Now, here's the big thing.
I'm afraid to know what you're going to say next.
This is why I'm saying this, because this thing is people need to know, because if they want to protect their brain health. So now we have, so far, we're traveling through the bloodstream with partially digested gluten complexed with this glyphosate, this herbicide from Roundup. Now, gluten also has the ability to get through the blood-brain barrier. So with the gluten gets carried the glyphosate or the herbicide. In the brain, the gluten and the glyphosate release, and now you have free herbicide in your brain.
That is terrifying.
Look it up. It is really real. I wouldn't be saying this on TV unless it was something that was actually being worked on by scientists. They're concerned about neurodegenerative diseases, especially Alzheimer's, and the rate of Alzheimer's going up with the rate of exposure to Roundup on wheat. So, you know, if you're not one of those people that think they have problems from gluten, fine, but at least have your wheat organic or cut wheat out, because that's the big one that's causing this issue.
You know, I've never said this before, but I'm going to do my own research, and actually in conjunction with your interview today, I'll put a link up with further information about this topic so people can actually look into it, because truly, you're now seeing people at a much younger age be affected by Alzheimer's. It's shocking.
Exactly. And I think this is the reason, because now it's been about 10 years that gradually this process of putting Roundup on wheat to kill the plant and get a better wheat crop has been happening. And yes, you can find that information very easily. I'll connect with you. We'll connect. And Kathy Smart, who's our wonderful lady, she and I are collaborating on this to get this message out as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. We just actually interviewed her as well, and she's fantastic too. Rosemary Pierce, I love talking to you, and I learn so much. I go home and I change everything in my closet, in my pantry, in my bathroom. Thank you so much.
Out with the wheat.
Out with the wheat. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Especially to protect our children, because if they get exposed to this at a young age, you know, I mean, for me, it's only been the 1/5 of my life, but, you know, it's something that parents need to be aware of.
The next topic, next time you and I talk, I want to talk about, I had read that somewhere my children will be the first generation to have a lower life expectancy than myself.
Yes, and this is one of the reasons. It'll be the GMOs, it'll be the antibiotics and the lack and the antibiotic resistance that we have, and it will come to light that this Roundup, this Monsanto's chemical herbicide, is not as safe as what was originally claimed.
Well, healthradio.fm is going to help you spread the word on that as well. Rosemary Pierce, you're with prairienaturals.ca, but your personal website again is?
It's holistic-pharmacist.com.
Thanks for being on the show.
Good to see you, Tammy.